Okay, so I've been told that that song was really quiet, so I'm just going to slowly increase the volume of my voice until people can turn their speakers down. So, yeah, please have your speakers turned a little bit down now. We're back. We're good for the 10 dozen minutes of Chicken Skullhead. I'm Mr.
I'm not going to be nearly as courteous.
Well, that's hardly a surprise.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't believe in courtesy or politeness.
Yes. So, how's it going, Jake?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's it going, Mr. Skullhead?
All right. I'm finally finished with the semester from hell, and, you know, it's been a long December, but there's reason to believe that this year will be better than the last.
Well, good, 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 good. Speaking of, that's weird, because I just, I drew a, sort of a calendar on the whiteboard in my office to figure out when people are showing up and when people are leaving and all that kind of stuff, and figure out how to sort of roll out the rest of the Christmas stuff. And I considered naming the calendar August and everything after.
Nice.
But I just named it the rest of December instead. It's a 3-week calendar. It's very odd shaped boxes. It's very organic and hand drawn.
Yeah, we should do a 3-week calendar or series thereof for KOL. Just every 3 weeks come out with a new one. Just produce them, sell them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I can't imagine that being annoying to us or the people who would potentially buy them.
You know what we didn't do? We didn't do the KOL calendar for 2006. No. I totally wanted to do that. The one with the player's artwork and the KOL calendar information also printed on the days and the Ronald and Grimace moon phases and stuff.
Yeah, you know, we also didn't do that for 2005.
Oh, were we going to do that for 2005
yeah.
also?
And 2004.
Maybe we should just give up. We could do like a March to March calendar just to kind of screw with people.
Just make it clear that we're on Jick time.
Or we could print them just for the KOL year. We could sell them for, you know.
So we'd be putting out 3 of those a year?
Yeah, yeah. The Jarlsberg to Peatember.
I don't know. Do people actually buy their calendars when they start going on sale in, like, October and November? Because I always wait until, like, the first week in January to buy mine. They're always a lot cheaper.
Yeah, maybe we should think about it. Although, I feel like that's the kind of project that we could have made it really good by spending a lot of time on it, you know?
Yeah.
Just by putting a lot of little stuff in there. Little on this date in KOL history kind of thing.
Yeah. It's just hard for us to plan for the future because we keep getting told that the game has no future.
Yeah. It's hard to do anything that has a point.
Yeah.
Because of the pointlessness of the game. So let's see. I got a conversation with Fusiliban where something got broken in his tools and I had to fix it.
Much of our show centers around Fusiliban's tool.
It does. It's
especially
weird.
If you're haplo.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought that was a secret.
No, haplo kept telling me to make remarks about their having sex during our show.
I see.
Because it would embarrass Fusiliban, and that was apparently the goal.
I see.
So I'm just following orders.
Well,
you know, like the Nazis.
Right. Because the Nazis' main thing was embarrassing hippies.
No, just following orders unquestioning.
Right.
Unquestionably.
Unquestionably.
Inquestionably.
So we got some kind of, I haven't actually posted this in the new server progress thread yet, but we got some kind of lame news about the servers. Apparently now they're telling us that the web servers are going to be ready for us to start banging on tomorrow, but that the database servers are not going to be ready for us to start banging on until Friday. Apparently because there's a bunch of different things they're going to try, different ways of arranging the RAID arrays or something that trying to get it queued for optimum performance. I want to go see these servers, man. I feel like maybe this week we should take a road trip down there. I think the database servers we got have the cool, like, glowing blue thing on the front of them that turns red if something is wrong. It's like a Star Trek. I don't know.
I really feel like those
something in Star Trek that turns red, or like it's like Tron,
yeah.
Where when the bad programs are in charge, it turns red, and when the good programs are in charge, it's blue.
I really feel like the way that you've described the stats of these servers and everything, that they could probably find Sarah Connor. Just pretty impressive.
Yeah. I'm afraid that we'll have to eventually destroy them in some sort of industrial press.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which we'll need an industrial press pass.
Yeah, I've always fought against the industrial press. I'm just slanting their reporting and... Yeah, all manner
and,
of...
And constantly singing songs that have their own name in the title.
What?
Because KMFDM is an industrial band, and...
Oh, okay.
I wasn't... I guess that would have to be a common feature of all industrial bands. I don't think KMFDM and Compressor counts. But, Hey, yeah. Seen any movies or read any books in the last week?
Sadly, no. I was going to go see Narnia yesterday, and we were supposed to go with Jess's parents. It was a whole thing. Didn't actually happen, so you know, we'll probably end up seeing that over Christmas.
Hmm. I don't know why, but I'm just not at all excited about it.
But it's like our, you know, like, Lord of the Rings, only kind of like Jesus of the Rings.
Yeah.
King of Kings of the Rings.
Huh. Lord of Hosts of the Rings.
There you go. And I've always enjoyed the books. I mean, Propaganda or no.
I never read any of them. I sort of tried, but I never got to the part where they actually made it into any kind of fantasy world before I just got really bored. Mm-mm. And filled with the love of Christ, and I had to immediately go start a prayer circle. We watched Saved yesterday.
For the first time?
No. I had seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a fine, fine movie.
It is.
Which I do recommend to all recovering Christians.
And it's fine even if you never were a Christian. Mm-hmm. Or if you never were a fan of Christian Bale. Or wore anything by Christian Dior. Or listen to any Sister Christian albums?
I think Sister Christian was a song title.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I hate to piss on your candle there.
By who?
Sister Christian... Damn it.
Pearl Earring?
Had you not asked that question, I would have easily been able to tell you that. Night Ranger.
Night Ranger, huh?
Yeah. Which is kind of like
other songs?
Aragorn driving Kit. It's one of those 80s bands to which, you know, the other popular songs by Night Ranger are. Yep.
Right.
It's kind of a cool song, though. Yeah. Motorin'.
Were you just singing?
Nope. I would never do that on our show.
Arcone says, why did you change your store text? Buying from Mexico is way awesomer than buying from you. Or am I just going insane because I remember it saying Mexico instead of me? I think I was testing some editing function on the shopkeeper text, and so I changed you should buy something from me to you should buy something from Mexico, and then forgot to change it back until recently. I don't know. Things from Mexico. Hey, you want to go to Mexico in January?
I don't know. January is pretty heavy. We got ski trip thing. We got anniversary, which is the last time we celebrate this anniversary before the anniversary moves and all.
Hmm.
So, January is a little booked.
You guys are one of those super cute couples that celebrates the anniversary of when you, like, became a couple?
No, the anniversary of when I proposed to her.
What? That isn't even anything that anybody does.
What, the beginning of an engagement?
Not even the cutest couple ever. That is totally not a typical tradition.
It was on the anniversary of us becoming a couple. So, I don't know.
You're crazy.
I'm going to have to ask people.
Do you... So you don't want to go to Mexico in January?
No.
You said January is heavy. Remember when our friend Dave was dating that girl named January?
Yeah. She wasn't totally heavy, though, if I remember.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. She was attractive. And now I actually have that weird plastered cast of her head that he made a whole bunch of them and then just gave them away to all of his friends.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like sitting on the shelf in my living room, and that actually is very heavy. So you could say January is heavy in two different ways. Because it's like basically a stone the size of someone's head and the shape of someone's head. We should bring it over here and set it up next to Thomas Jefferson so it can try on different hats.
I should see if I can get the mannequin from my office to bring up when I, or bring down there when I move, so that
the
I can add to the freaky selection. Well, we inherited this office as we moved in as graduate assistants, and it has a mannequin, I think in a bikini, with like lipstick applied sloppily to said mannequin, and then wearing a giant sombrero, just kind of sitting in the corner where you can turn around and go, yeah, over and over again.
Is it one of those creepy basement offices where they usually relegate the TAs to?
No, I mean, it's on the ground floor, and it's about the right size for one person, and there are three in it.
Right.
Although maybe not at three at any particular time.
Do you have to hang a necktie on the door if you're going to be masturbating?
You know, I really fully intended to have sex in that office this semester, but not by myself.
I see.
We'll have to do that next semester.
Men can't have sex.
That's so true.
Jay Herskow is saying that there should be commands to see who is ignoring you and that you should be informed when you're put on a delete list, and both of those are bad ideas.
Yeah.
Well, because what's the point of seeing somebody who's ignoring you if not to, like, bother them to ask why they're ignoring you?
Yeah, to make a multi and then go, hey, what? It's me. Why me? You.
It's me, Jay Herskow. Why did you delete me? And then you delete that one. Yeah. I thought about notifications when you've been put on somebody's friend list. I thought that might be kind of nice. But then I thought for somebody like Bashy or us, it would just get obnoxious.
That would get a little heavy, yeah.
I don't know. I suppose it's the kind of thing that you could turn off. But then again, I frequently will unfriend and refriend people to get messages from them, like a little, you know, one at a time or whatever.
Right.
So I don't necessarily want people seeing that.
Okay, so what people are saying is that it is kind of strange to celebrate the anniversary of the beginning of an engagement, but it is not at all strange to celebrate the anniversary of, like, a first date, which is what we do.
No, I don't think it's, I don't think it's, like, abnormal. I just think it's the kind of thing that, like, cute couples do, you know?
Yeah, the ones that actually like each other.
Yeah, because you can't. Two people can't like each other without being all cutesy in public.
That's true.
I forgot that you're you know everything about women.
That's why I got so much action before I met the woman that I'm dating right now.
Yeah. You got a number of action.
Yeah, you were more actionable, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
But,
I was better looking, though.
Yeah, so that was the hair.
Yeah. Yep. Like, we both have this Samson-like thing where the longer our hair is, the more laid we get.
Mm.
And you just got kind of fucked in the ass by destiny.
Yeah, until I figured out that chest hair counts.
So. You.
Fortunately, armpit hair doesn't count.
Yeah, that's good for you. So I got these horrible rashes. This is an exciting story. I got these horrible rashes in my armpit. Because apparently you're not supposed to use, well, at least, apparently I'm not supposed to use Tom's of Maine natural deodorant for like 3 years exclusively. Because they just got really awful looking. And I switched to like some sort of horrible synthetic right guard crap. And my armpits immediately went back to being very healthy. Just in case you guys were wondering about the health of my armpit skin.
Yeah, that rash was actually the larval form of hippies, and you would have just, like, had this, you know, ancient Grecian kind of birth of a bunch of hippies from your armpits.
An entire commune.
Yep.
Wow. That would have been awesome, actually. Because I bet some of them would have been hot girls.
Yeah, but they'd be dirty girls. Dirty, yeah, furry girls.
Yeah. You're the one who doesn't like body hair on women. Actually, I'm also the one who doesn't like body hair.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
women,
like...
But I'm just, you know... Yeah. It doesn't just, I don't know. It doesn't completely gross me out.
Yeah.
You ever date anybody who didn't shave her legs?
Currently. I mean, it's not that she, like, doesn't shave them for some sort of socio-political agenda. Just kind of when it occurs to her and she's going to be wearing a skirt, she'll shave them.
Hmm.
But it doesn't bother me as long as it's not in the prickly stage.
Huh. See, to me, people who love each other shave for each other.
That's true.
I shave my legs.
You don't need to. I mean, you just have this kind of baby fine skin.
That's true. That's,
you know,
true.
Like the four chest hairs and all.
I think I'm up to six. Let's see. Vlad Shift Slap says, how about a buff that increased the amount of experience familiar skin? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Hmm.
Never really messed with that at all.
Is it that hard to level up a familiar these days, though?
No, but I mean, it would just, you know, be a nice little bonus thing if you got it.
Hmm.
Something that, you know, gave you 10 turns of double experience for your familiar or whatever.
Hmm.
Not in the, I mean, you'd still be better off going to the arena where two familiars enter and one familiar leaves.
So it would be kind of like a Jimi Hendrix spell.
How's that?
Kind of increases the experience.
Right.
You were thinking Purple Haze, weren't you?
No, I was thinking All Along the Watchtower, because I was thinking, like, of Watchtowers in Thunderdome.
Oh, I was just thinking that a Jehovah's Witness had just come by your door.
It was weird. The Jehovah's Witnesses came by today, and they knew Xenophobe's real name.
Hmm.
They were like, hi, is Xenophobe here? Except, you know, they said Xenophobe's real name. And we're trying to figure out how that happened exactly.
Has he been consorting with the Jehovah's Witnesses?
The
Jehovah's Witnesses.
The Jehomo Witnesses.
Have you heard about anal sex?
It's better than the Jemima Witnesses. Have you tried this delicious maple syrup?
That's such a great Family Guy joke. Trigger of Hell has been trying to get me to mention his name just by saying, hey, say my name. But he just said, you guys remind me of Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Thanks.
Huh.
Fucker. But
yeah, you don't
want to
be
mentioned.
Either of those guys, do you?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind being Jack Black with the smugness quotient dialed down a bit.
Cub says that he thinks that reodorant should zap into deodorant and vice versa. Don't you agree? No, because we don't want sets of... wandable items that are only two items large. So, no, I don't think so.
And what would the other one in that set be? No one can say. So there you go.
Somebody was saying that they wanted reodorant and deodorant to combine into nothing,
mm-hmm.
but only if you could then untinker nothing to get reodorant and deodorant.
Hmm.
Rickett says, is there a reason that Oxygenarians can't drop the path to Teetotaler or Booze Teferian? /W493540. Is there a reason that Oxygenarians cannot drop the path to Teetotaler or Booze Teferian? That's really weird. Seems like three chat commands got sent all at once. The reason for that was that we just figured it would look goofy. Like that hardly anyone would ever want to do that. And that, you know, it's like rather than just having a single button, no matter what path you are to drop the path, it would be like a single button unless you were Oxygenarian, in which it would be three buttons.
Right.
Or some kind of drop down or something. And I don't know. It didn't seem like, and you know, this is the first time it's been asked. So I guess it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I kind of think you choose your path at Ascension, and then you either choose to stay on that path or not, and not switch paths. I think that makes perfect sense. I support you.
Dear Mr. Skullhead says, Fineldar, you already have your peppermint shampoo, so would you like a blow dryer, dyer, dryer for Christmas, I mean?
Is that like a bald joke?
I don't...
Yeah.
Did you ever say anything about peppermint shampoo, ever?
I think I might have mentioned, like, the shampoo that we have in the house is this tea tree stuff that has peppermint oil in it. So it kind of just smells like peppermint. So, yeah, I don't know.
Neopifex, in the middle of yesterday, says, hey, where can one download that Brunching Shuttlecocks track you just played? That was hilarious. Dude, how about less talk, more rock? You're not all that interesting, I'm sorry to say. That's weird. I don't know who was on the radio yesterday, but whoever they were not all that interesting, according to Neopifex.
And yet, I'm sure that you can download any of those tracks at brunching.com, unless that's vanished. That site's still up.
Is the entire archive still there?
Yeah.
You know what's weird, though? I can't imagine coming into that now and, like... Wow, first of all, it's not at all obvious that there's, like, a lot of content there from looking at it, but... And it doesn't look like there's a good way to, God damn, that guy was good for a long time and now just kind of hasn't done anything.
Yeah, the Lorebrand comics have kind of vanished. And
the last time I went, there were, like, maybe 10 new ones from a year ago, which was the last time I checked, and one or two more books of ratings.
Yeah, I haven't seen a new book of ratings in over a year.
I've seen him posting comments on Metafilter lately.
Oh, wow. There have been two new book of ratings after, like, a year drought. That's interesting. I'll have to look through those sometime when I'm not on the radio.
Yeah. that was always kind of my favorite thing on Brunching Shuttlecocks, and it was probably one of the easier things to actually write.
Yeah.
You know? It's opportunities to be funny in a couple sentences, which we're all about. Primavera Angel Hair said, Wombatilim noted that the Gru should work at full power in the dark typical tavern basement, regardless of the moon phases. Would be an interesting alteration. And no, because then it's like, well, should he work at half power in the spooky forest because the trees block out half the moonlight? I mean, realism is not...
I also
not
figured that
in this case.
It was less of a case of direct light as it was the, like...
Sort of life cycle.
Knowledge, yeah. So, like, a werewolf... doesn't just turn into a werewolf when he goes outside into the moonlight.
Yeah.
Or he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, like the tide, you know, if you put a roof over the ocean, the tide would still rise.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if that's true or not.
And we should.
Yeah, over the entire ocean. But, I mean, I just wonder if putting a roof over the ocean would fuck things up so much that the tides wouldn't work right anyway, you know?
Mm. But it wouldn't make it so that the moon had no effect on it, is what we mean.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. That's weird. Thrarin says, wouldn't it be evil if the Penguin Mafia offered comp cards for the casino? Player 1 could buy a comp card and send it to Player 2. When Player 2 used it, it automatically placed a 1,000 meat bet for them at the MMG. The Penguin Mafia would then lure another soul to gambling and take more home from their casino venture.
Have we established that the Penguin Mafia run the casino?
No, I left it at the old man because I felt that was funnier.
Yeah.
Although it leaves us with the sort of inexplicable remaining of Uncle P's. No, I mean, we totally have a plan.
We just have to consult the concordance.
Yeah, we have to wait for the next page to write itself.
Yep. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, just wondering, why doesn't the Nutcracker de-level like the pickle? In my experience, at least, the caustic juice is what makes the pickle usable. Is this due to flavor or balance? I believe that it attacks more frequently than the pickle, but at the
Well, it attacks more frequently, but it because it doesn't do the thing that the pickle does half the time, which is to reduce the monster's level. I mean, that was just sort of a decision. It was mostly flavor, I guess.
Yeah, but people have been thinking of it like... It works like half a pickle, only you sometimes get those buffs, and that's what makes up for the only half a pickle. But
Yeah, but it's also more than just half the pickle. Yeah. It's what the pickle does half the time, all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would argue that it's more valuable because it attacks more frequently.
Well, it just depends on, I mean, in a long fight, the caustic juice is more valuable to you than the attacking, I think.
Right.
Because it's...
But the attacking makes
it's just getting the monster in. You don't lose the experience, but it makes the monster easier. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like, it doesn't seem like people are just screaming in the hallways saying that it's useless. So, I think it does what it does, you know?
People have been saying that it... I don't know. There was a debate. Did you see that in the forums? The December item thread turned into this really caustic and rancorous debate with a lot of obscure vocabulary that people were arguing it was great for the sorceress. People were like, instead of like, well, I didn't find that, they were saying, you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. It's awful for the sorceress.
Huh.
Just back and forth until somebody had to step in. But I don't know. Some people are saying that it's a good naughty sorceress familiar. I'm just enjoying using it adventuring. I think it's a huge advantage to have it attack as frequently as it does.
Yeah, I mean, then the buffs are just kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
I did think about giving it another... We've thought about this, actually, a lot in the past, going through and seeing if there weren't maybe other familiar items that we could make for a lot of the familiars that would do different things.
Yeah.
You know, because some of the familiars have items that increase their weight, and some of them have items that change the way they work. And we talked about making it so, you know, most of the familiars had one of each, if it made any sense.
Hmm.
You know, so I thought about maybe giving him, like, dancing shoes or something that made the buffs come up slightly more often.
Huh.
But at the expense of losing the plus five weight that you get from the mandible.
Yeah, since you can weight your familiar so many different ways, that probably wouldn't be a huge loss for people. It would be a little choice that they would have to make.
Exactly. And I mean, I don't know where they would necessarily come from. I don't know if they would just go into the random sort of pile of stuff that you can get from the arena. Mm-hmm. Mini Johnny says, how come the tutorial only accepts worthless trinkets when the hermit accepts worthless knickknacks and worthless gewgaws? I think he should accept them. Well, the thing is, the only reason you're aware of the fact that he only accepts worthless trinkets is because you were already familiar with how it worked. Like, when you do the tutorial quest, you always get a trinket out of the sewer first thing. So, it's always going to be a trinket, and it was just easier to do it that way. I can't imagine that that's ever going to cause any problems at all for a new player.
I mean, there's always the one guy that will confuse, but we can't write to that one guy's level.
I mean, I feel like if you, at the very least, if you knew that the hermit took a worthless trinket, and then later on you go back to the sewer and get a worthless knickknack, that you're at least going to take it to the hermit, and then at that point you will figure out what it does.
Yeah.
Because it tells you, before you even do anything with it, it tells you that he's interested in it, so.
I mean, and like I said, there's going to be the one guy who is going to assume that the hermit is not going to take it and is not going to ever try. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just keep adventuring at the sewer for the trinket over and over again. But if we wrote the entire game for the level of that guy, it would be a very tedious game indeed.
Mm-hmm. Fineldar asks, how come there is no channel called Tacos?
Fineldar's got a lot of real stupid shit to say tonight.
Yeah, he does.
Which is not my experience with him during my Wednesday show.
Yeah.
So I can only assume that you make people dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great assumption.
I thought it was kind of scientific.
Bunny of Bandler says, I know that you can give anyone any ID number and everything, but why is Multizar's ID number 6? It seems really random. He just liked the number 6.
And we have learned that we give him what he wants, or we get hurt. I do think we should change the Radio Bugbear account to 10-4.
Just 104?
Yeah.
Huh, 10-4, good Bugbear.
Mm-hmm. Or at least give it something besides, 4-2-7, 4-7-3?
Yeah, whatever.
8-9?
Thing it is. I guess it wouldn't be a big deal to change it, because he doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that account is actually activated. If it is, I just activated it by setting the field in the database and then setting him no delete.
the second time.
Sizzler says, when a certain skeleton invites you to play a game where he rolls dice, does he roll 2 6-sided dice or 1 12-sided dice? 2 6-sided dice.
Does he actually roll them? Yeah. That's yes. How we set that up. Okay.
Yep, yep, yep. Pixelated asks if the recipe for the Fez of Entomology got nerfed. What is entomology?
The study of insects.
That's
what you get when you put the spider web on the Fez.
Spiders aren't insects.
No, but they... I was thinking you all the flies caught in the spider web.
Oh, I see. You get a spooky Halloween. You get a spooky Halloween Fez. And more than one is spooky Halloween feces.
I had some spooky Halloween feces this year, but I think that was due to the amount of alcohol I consumed at the party.
Yeah, and the fact that you ate nothing but caramel for an entire day.
What? Yeah. What?
Well, that's what I do on Halloween.
Oh.
It's my tradition. I wake up and I have caramel for breakfast, and then I have caramel dipped caramel for lunch, then caramel soup, and caramel glazed caramel for dinner. And then if I want a midnight snack, I just eat some caramels.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if you wanted like a 1201 snack, you could have whatever you wanted.
Yeah. But I usually wait so that I can see what it's like to poop when you've been eating nothing but caramel for 24 hours.
I imagine, I don't want to imagine that, actually.
Yeah, I don't either. Killer Zombie Monkey says, hey guys, is the Filthy Hippie jewelry maker a boy or a girl? The picture looks female, but the text says he. Hippie transvestite, maybe? Just wondering. Yeah, probably.
Dude, you're so tied into traditional gender roles. Let it go.
A naked Jew points out a box in the... Or a box. What the hell? A bug in the familiar rename. It's not really a bug. It's a failure to update and push something out. And I don't remember what that... thing is called. The new familiar wasn't showing up properly. It's just called familiarnames.php. All right, that should be fixed. Naked Jew.
Oh, we didn't actually answer Pixelated's question.
What was Pixelated's question?
Trying to make the Fez of Etymology again, and can't seem to make it combine, and neither can Lusty Pirate Wench.
Really?
Yep.
What the hell? Let me take a look at that and see, but that shouldn't have happened. Unless the... Fez, any meat smithing recipe... the recipe is totally there.
So maybe they're trying it with a pre-change dictionary?
Yeah, maybe.
Check the autocell on your dictionary if that isn't working. And if the autocell's not 21,337, you have the wrong dictionary.
I mean, and you know, the recipe now is a mahi fez and a dictionary.
Yeah.
So.
Screw you guys.
Not really.
As has frequently been... accused in the forums, we're all about being insular and helping out our friends at the expense of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Pasta says, so have you thought about having the advent calendar give out loss of HP and a Red Ryder BB gun? I hate that movie so much that I distrust myself and my capacity to hate.
Why? What's
weird and nonsensical and really dumb and, like, dark in stupid ways and just, like, everything's distorted and grotesque and yet it's supposed to be this story about a kid and, oh, God, I just fucking can't stand it. And it's worse that everybody else really likes it.
I've never actually seen it all the way through. I don't really have an opinion about it one way or another, but it's... Man.
Who would have thought that I would have a strong and irrational opinion on something? So no. No, Pasta.
Well, maybe I'll watch it and write one in there just to piss you off. Anyway, the advent calendar is not really gonna have a BB gun in it. Unless it was some sort of minuscule petroleum-based BB gun. Or some sort of petroleum-based jelly in a single serving container.
How much is a serving?
Well, it depends on a number of factors.
Right.
Start out by asking your mom.
Oh, Lusty Pirate Wench says she... If you're trying to do that combination in KOL Mafia or KOL Malian, it doesn't work.
Well, so okay, that's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't say, like, you need to fix it. She said, that was stupid of me to try.
Oh, I see. That's weird. You would think that those would not rely on having the recipes known in the... Huh, that's weird.
The recipes wouldn't be hard-coded into there, yeah.
Yeah. Although I can see why they would have that available, you know. Like, why there would be hard-coded recipes so that you could just pick the end result and it would try and make one if you had the stuff.
Yeah.
It might be that the Fez of Etymology still has the old dictionary item ID in it.
That's what I was thinking. If they have them hard-coded, then
yeah,
that could be it.
Wow. NR Kiss said, will there be a prize for those who punch every advent out? No. You just get all 25 goodies. Riku Comet says, the lesser fruit golem has bananas for arms in the picture. Why then do you not get a banana when you defeat it and instead get fruit that aren't even pictured, like a strawberry? Well, but you're getting the fruit that's on the inside. Like,
yep.
You, in order to defeat it, you pretty much have to destroy all the visible fruits. You know, you don't get any watermelon either. Why aren't you whining about that?
And I think she's just wanting the fruits of her labor, pretty much.
Oh, that's a good point. Anyway, the what you're getting is the internal organs of the lesser fruit golem, because it's gigantic. It's got this big fruit on the outside and the normal-sized fruit for, you know, for giblets.
So even the lesser fruit golem is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's not like a... You know, like a midget-sized golem? No. Okay, then. Moving on. It's just... Well, I'm not gonna be your monkey anymore. I'm not gonna let me twist in the wind like I frequently do to you.
Lickin' Puggy has a suggestion. How about if you can wand an asshat into a butthole, kind of like a plot hole, and it can do stench damage, also an excellent place to dispose of your cigarettes? I didn't get the cigarettes thing. I was just thinking of, you know, shoving cigarettes up your ass until I realized, oh, wait, butthole.
Yeah, quick lesson on higher brow humor. Butthole, not funny. Bunghole, funny.
I see. Really, you don't think the word butthole is funny?
Not for highbrow humor, you know. Bunghole is very much, you know, the Beavis and Butthead level.
Yeah, but Beavis and Butthead call each other butthole all the time, too.
Well, that's when they're catering to the lowbrow crowd. That's the genius of Mike Judge.
Right, they operate on two different levels there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, I just tried to use something on the shadow, and instead of using that, I tried to use something else.
I can't believe you're still playing that stupid game.
It's fun.
Yeah. Demon and then says, what does Jick and Mr. Skullhead talk about on the show? Mostly my armpits and Mr. Skullhead's ass.
And the rashes on both of them.
Coldflame says, I think you need to show the monster's HP when you are fighting it. Well, I think there's something you can use that will do exactly that.
Do a little detective work, see if you can figure it out.
Goldfish Girl says, also planting mushrooms. Why can't we plant the whole crop and not just one by one? Picking one by one also takes so much time. Yeah, that's somewhere on Xenophobe's list. I keep putting it off in favor of other stuff that I feel like more people will care about. But it's mostly done, as far as I know. Istanbul says, I hate to ask again, but I had to miss the last show, and I don't know if you answered it. Why does the new tutorial quest keep you from adventuring anywhere else? Because I wanted to force people to go through the tutorial when they first start play. Yeah.
Yep,
that's why.
That's a really significant change with the way that the tutorial got fleshed out. It's kind of the way that I think it should have always been.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, the game wasn't always like this.
Yeah.
This is the way that it should have been starting, like, a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. You know? But, I mean, the tutorial went in so early. No, I'm really pleased with the way that it's turned out. I think it'll help us.
It'll increase our retention and lower the churn rate, which means more revenue!
Wow.
That whole project came out of the last shareholders meeting.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of demanded that we do something to increase revenue.
So pretty much any weekend that I'm down there is a shareholders meeting?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't have any shares.
I don't have any shares either.
Yeah. If you fire me today, I'll have nothing but the dollar that I got from signing your contract.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never got that dollar, you bastard.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Oh, no, you didn't get the dollar. You weren't here. The other guys, I actually gave them their dollar.
That's awesome.
The lawyers had it. We had to do this thing before we could grant a license to use the material. The material had to actually belong to the company, so we all had to sign these things saying that everything that we write from here on out is the property of Asymmetric Publications instead of our property, and we were each granted a dollar by the company.
Yep.
Because there has to be something. It's just like the sort of token stipend.
The token stipend.
I remember that Bob Marley REM tour where they were just token and stipend the whole time.
Yeah, that was awesome. No, that was pretty good.
When did Bob Marley die?
He had a brain tumor.
I said, when did he die? No. Okay, how did he die? Sometime in the 80s.
Yep. Well, see, I was going to continue to say, you know, sometime in the 80s, he had a brain tumor. I just said it backwards.
Right. Regent says, also, there have been complaints about people talking about MMG in newbie chat. It's not against the rules, and that should be made clear because older players are pushing for bans for that kind of talk, saying it's the same as spoilers in open chat. I can't imagine that's being enforced.
What are you spoiling about the MMG? Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking up Bob Marley's death date. And it was in 1981, by the way. But this sentence, see if there's anything wrong with it to you. Few people know that the cancer that led to Marley's death was a brain tumor that started out on his foot.
Hmm.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
Right?
I have a brain tumor on my foot. I have bone cancer in my skin.
Hmm.
Trigger of Hell.
I got your mom's colon cancer on my dick.
Trigger of Hell asked if I can stop his cat from peeing on his laundry. Nope.
Yeah, you'll be glad to know, Mr. Skulled, that the pretentious artist cat has started pissing in my house.
Good.
Yeah.
It's karma, motherfucker. That's what that is.
What?
You always, I die inside when you remind me that my cat pees all over my house.
Yeah. Now my cat, actually, you know, my cat has started. God damn it. You walk into my house and it smells like...
My house.
Fucked up poor people house. And your house.
Well, what can you do?
Anyway, I got some kind of citrus stuff and that... air cleaner. I think we can work through it. Cats just aren't allowed in my bedroom anymore.
I'll show you what brand of stuff I use to get rid of the smell, which you haven't been to the house since I started using it, and it does work pretty well.
Okay. The Mutra says, are you guys still working on restoring items? If so, are you going to have a cutoff date? I am still missing a very few items. No, there's not going to be a cutoff date. We're just going to keep working on it until we're done. We got through... Apparently, between me and Zlayania and Riff, which almost entirely Zlayania and Riff, got through about 10% of the remaining claims today. So, they... Oh, when does Aaron get back? I mean, Zlayania. His name is not Aaron. I would imagine that the... restoration is going to slow down really significantly while Zly is out of town for the holidays. So I doubt I doubt that it will be done. I doubt that it will be entirely done before Christmas. I don't know. It's so hard to predict what the next couple of weeks are going to be like, because we have no idea what's going to be going on with the new servers realistically, and like people are just kind of in and out of town all the time. So I don't know. It may be the kind of thing where I just play World of Warcraft for 2 weeks because there's nothing else to do. Or
like
I'm scared to be in the office by myself. Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to, like, I don't know. Maybe I should talk to Zly and see if we can get everybody to, like, finish up whatever section they're on, you know, so that whoever is left to work on it here can just know that they can work on whatever and have it be not messing up somebody else's progress, you know?
Yeah. I have a feeling, though, like, the last 2 days now that I'm going to be in town, I'm not going to be getting any done. So I need to finish the Crimbo stuff, too.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's, like, I devoted about an hour to it today, but that's all I felt comfortable doing because I wanted to roll out the next stage of the advent calendar for tonight, which will happen. And then I got to work on that some more tomorrow. I think that we got a timeline laid out for all the rest of the Crimbo stuff, so we'll have to... Are you going to be at the office at all before you take off?
Well, we were planning on at least doing dinner with you as per your request.
Okay.
So that was your request, right?
So yeah, maybe you guys can swing by here and we can hash things out for 15 minutes before we go eat.
Not that this is of interest to anybody else, but...
sure it is.
Given that Jezzerfly no longer has a job, which, you know, that was done on purpose. Y'all don't worry about Jezzerfly. We will be able to leave pretty much whenever we get our shit together on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So whenever that ends up being, I'll let you know.
And we've got any number of ways for you to get to the airport. So hooray!
Awesome. Did we contact the person who loves taking people to the airport?
Yeah, she was all about it. It's as long as she can do it on her lunch hour. if and you want. You can leave the car at my house if you want. This is great. We just get to have a huge audience for planning our holiday trips.
It's fantastic. Well, I'm sorry, folks. We haven't had enough time to talk to each other in the past 3 or 4 days, so we've got to do our catching up on the
air. Lady Luanda says that a clanmate had the helpful suggestion of creating a Fonzie tribute Mr. A called the Mr. A.
How would you get that, though, if you sent us, like, an original... Happy Days lunchbox or something?
Yeah, please don't.
Right, if you sent us Ron Howard.
Yeah. Or if you sent us Henry Winkler covered in bees. Did you ever see Little Nicky?
No.
They had Henry Winkler covered
in
bees.
Why did you see Little Nicky?
It was funny. Little Nicky was so ridiculous that it didn't need to be good to not be bad, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense. Hank O'Shaw says, will there be extra Crimbo items handed out to the worthy, same as last year? I don't know that they were handed out to the worthy. I think Secret Santa just, you know, we worked something out, and I gave him what basically amounted to a bunch of custom items, and he picked... I think he just threw darts at... He went into the... He did a who-all and just threw darts at his monitor to determine who got those.
I guess that would work with an LCD.
Well, for a little while, it would. Like, I'd say you could probably select one person that way. Tsubasa says, how come there is no place to set up auctions? We've been talking about it, and there's no consensus on whether it's even a good idea. I think Xenophobe is like, I don't see the point. I'm like, that'd be awesome. And Riff's like, I don't know if that'd be awesome, but it'd be better than the flea market. But I don't know. It would also be an interesting way for us to sync meat. Because we could just pretend that we were people auctioning off rares every once in a while.
Right.
Not that we would do something like that, but, no, I mean, it could just be, and I don't think anybody would even really be pissed off about this, like, if the game, a couple times a week, just auctioned off an ultra rare, you know, to whoever was willing to pay the most for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that would really, like, Because they're going to end up with it anyway, you know?
Yeah, I kind of think that the only way we should do auctions is for auctions that are run by the game.
Wait, really?
I really don't like the player auction thing.
But what's your reason for not wanting it? Like, I feel like, you know, Riff's got a point that it's much better than the flea market, because, I mean, the flea market is just sort of a way to fuck newbies out of money, because they don't, you know, they either can't get to the mall or they don't know to go check for prices.
Right.
So they'll buy something that they've never seen before, not realizing it's something totally common.
Well, that's the caveat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's a lot of it is just my whole sort of World of Warcraft resurgence here lately, where that's the only player economy is the auction house. And
they do have a decent mechanism that we could steal. I mean, look out for inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple. You know, it stays in there for a certain amount of time. You basically put in a starting bid and a buy it now price. And I don't ever actually bid on stuff because I just want the immediate gratification. So I only buy stuff if it's like gotta buy it now that I can afford.
Yeah.
You know, and just buy it and then it shows up as soon as you do it. You know, and you would just search for stuff and it'd be searchable by category, which I think would, I don't know. One of the things that I think is interesting about it is you can see stuff that you can't use in the World of Warcraft auction house. I mean, you go into shields and do a search for with just no terms, and it just shows you every shield that anybody's selling.
Mm.
So it gives you a good idea of... I mean, I guess it's kind of spoilery.
But you can see what's out there, and
yeah.
you can get the idea that some of the things that aren't, say, obviously weapons, but they're in a weapons search, that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So... Do you mind if we take our musical interlude right
no,
now?
No, not at all.
Okay, because it's not quite 8, but it is quite time to pee.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I
got about
agree with that sentiment.
I got about 11 minutes of music in there.
Ew. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is kind of funny though.
This time, this time, making Christmas,
making Christmas,
making Christmas, making Christmas is so fine.
It's our this time, and won't the children be surprised? It's ours this time,
making Christmas, making Christmas,
making Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bows.
It's ours this time.
All together, that's it this with all our tricks. We're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe what's happening to me. My fantasy.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transform this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this your most intriguing hat. Consider though this substitute a bat in place of this old rat. No, now that's all wrong. This thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresher, something pleasant. Try again, don't give up!
All together, bat and this with all our tricks, we're making Christmas time.
Thank you.
I suppose it wouldn't be remiss to kind of fade out in 5 seconds the fade out that lasts for about a minute. So we are back on the air. Is Jake back on the air?
I am. And
what the hell was I playing?
Yeah, that was, I think, has taken over the worst song ever spot.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's fantastic.
They're not supposed to have vocals
on Canada
or
D.
Guitarists from the 80s.
Yeah. Those guys have two or three albums out that's all just like Christmas music with big old, you know, Queen or, you know, Def Leppard-esque guitar on it. I don't know. I dig it. You ain't gotta like it.
You got a lot of stuff wrong with you, Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah. Yeah, lack of appreciation for Cornmo.
Yeah,
and Hoobastank.
Look, I don't like Hoobastank.
don't pay him any mind. He loves him some Hoobastank.
I refuse to say that The Reason is a bad song. Just the same as I refuse to say that Gray Sky Morning is a bad song. It's not a great song.
What's Gray Sky Morning? Oh, that thing. Love can be so boring. Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly not a bad song, you weirdo.
Dude, whatever. You think things are bad because they're catchy?
No, I think they're bad because they have awful, trite, stupid rhyming lyrics.
Yeah, so does Weird Al.
His lyrics aren't trite. They're clever.
Sometimes he sings about tripe.
Those noises that you just heard were my cell phone ringing and me turning my cell phone ringer off. So, that is a problem that has just been solved. Okay, so anyway, endless debates aside.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite says some stuff that, no, just stop.
Hmm. I thought it was Napoleon. Napoleon.
Like sizzling.
It's like, wow, you're lean today.
You remember Sizzleween? Move over, Bacon. Now there's something better.
I mean, I suppose if I were going to get in trouble, I could say that Napoleon is the weight loss program for people with afros. Nappy hair.
Yeah, I know.
You got it, but you kind of wish that you hadn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that like the flu.
Pink Lycanthrope says, what is your favorite integer and why? 420, and I think you know.
69. Same reason. 69 minutes after the hour is when I smoke my weed.
Yeah.
Which is like an hour and 9 minutes. So it's this weird cycle. Yeah. What was that about me not letting you let me swing?
Sorry, I was looking at some leg. Ryunash says, why is the Gnollish Plunger Master the only monster on KOL with a visible penis?
Oh, that's timely.
You know, just wait until later today.
When the dildo monster goes in?
Yeah. The penis golem. what is it? The Plunger Master? Yeah.
Are you going to neuter?
No, I'm just looking at looking at him and how he just does not have a penis.
There's like this one errant ink blob where if you scale it up some, you can see it kind of.
Yeah. And if that was his penis, the Gnollish crossdressers would be very, very unsatisfied.
But if Eddie Izzard has taught us nothing, it's that transvestites fancy women. He goes on and on about it.
Yeah, whatever. Transvestite is just a different color fag.
Wow. Hey, it's a good thing that you're the one not spreading the hate tonight.
How come there aren't female transvestites?
There are.
No, there aren't.
There are women who dress in men's clothing all the time. Even wearing pants, which they shouldn't be allowed to. They should keep their burkas on.
And be chained to the stove.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Or perhaps some kind of altar. What is your stove on?
No, I just ran into the naughty sorceress without realizing it. I always think there's one more battle before it than there is.
Hmm. Ashlanda brings up an excellent point. The Feast of Boris script will fire correctly after rollover, right? Sure. There will be some new Feast of Boris content that was supposed to happen as soon as the Feast of Boris rolled, but now will happen as soon as I get done writing it. Well, it's all written, and it's all drawn, and it's all in there and everything. It's just that the actual mechanism for you encountering the things that you encounter has not yet been decided, in addition to having not yet been actually implemented. So we'll have to see how those goes. But yeah, there should be some new content within an hour after I get off the radio here.
Excellent.
Ashlyn says, can we please have Maidhead and Maidbody renamed to Meat Maidhead and Meat Maidbody for consistency? No, because then you lose the Maidhead joke.
Right.
Ashlyn says, currently a certain device has a use for all but two settings. Any plans to make those two numbers feel valuable in their life, or should we expect them to commit suicide soon? One of these days. You know, we need another boss.
We need a boss that will make us do stuff.
Yep. XYM says, hey guys, Galaga or Pac-Man? I'm saying Pac-Man.
Yeah. Definitely gotta be Pac-Man.
Galaxian, on the other hand. No, wait, maybe I've got them mixed up. Which is the one where they can capture your ship? And then you can get it back and have two ships.
That sounds more like Galaxian. Maybe. I really don't know much about my geek culture.
I actually just played... they have a Miss Pac-Man cocktail table at the Mexican restaurant that we eat at sometimes. I just played around last night. Got the high score.
Woot woot.
Yep. But I mean, you know, the high score on Pac-Man, on Miss Pac-Man at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, if it were like Senorita Pac-Man.
Core Black says, Jick versus Scully in a no-holds-barred dance contest. Who wins?
Nobody.
Yeah, really everyone loses. In that,
I mean, the only difference between our dancing abilities is I will dance in public, and Jick won't. But I don't think either of us is better than the other or any good.
Yeah. Terrible Secret of Space. Wow, I need some sort of robot to protect me from this character. Speaking of calendars, is there any way to change the clan calendar so they show the whole month? What?
Instead of just the day.
Oh.
Right.
Huh.
Well then.
I don't know. Something maybe ought to. No. Just the day. It's like one of those day calendars that you pull the days off one at a time.
Yep.
Vlad Slat Stump says, Narnia is pretty good. You should go see it. Eh.
Hey, personally, I will go see it as soon as I can go see it.
Marshall tells me Galaga is the one with the ship capturing in the bonus rounds. I don't know. That is now a question because I mean, Pac-Man's, you know, got it going on, but Galaga, that's a good game. That game introduced the power up and the bonus round. Too important to. Although Pac-Man introduced the cinematic, and they're really good cinematics.
Right.
You know, at your wedding, you guys should play that music from the Pac-Man cinematics.
Oh, where he and Miss Pac-Man fall in love?
Yeah, where they meet.
Oh, right.
And then you guys could run at each other with some people chasing you, and then you guys do like a Tron light cycle simultaneous 90-degree turn, and the people chasing you run into each other.
Although, given that we're on the beach, it might be tricky, because we could do that turn and then just run into the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the best idea.
You know, there are three directions available at a point on the beach that don't lead into the ocean.
Well, one would lead to the hotel.
Yeah, so you run to the hotel, and then you... I mean, it's going to be exciting for you at your wedding, because it's like you've been dating for so long, and you'll finally be allowed to have sex.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting kind of antsy.
Hal Borski says, so is there a reason every time the word garrote is used in the game it's misspelled?
I think that the reason, in addition to being you, is that we don't know how to spell garrote.
Oh, wow. No, they're both are acceptable.
Ah.
One R, two T's, one T, two R's. Both of them, that's kind of weird. It looks like G-A-R-R-O-T-E is more acceptable, and G-A-R-O-T-T-E is a variant, but that's the way I've always seen it.
Right.
Is
although,
with two T's.
What I learned with publicly is that variants are just completely unacceptable and incorrect.
Really?
Also unacceptable and incorrect. Well, there were people who were posting in the forums, like, just because that says it is a variant doesn't mean it's not wrong.
I mean,
well,
I would
that
say
is,
yes.
That's exactly what it means.
That's exactly what it means, yeah. Parafert says, is the special at Shea Snooty totally random, or are there some foods that will never appear there? Yeah, there are some that will never appear there, if the quality is too good.
Yeah.
Thor the Mighty says, can we change the radio link from the main login page to open in a new window, because I'm too lazy to click the back button to get to the login screen again. Yeah, that probably ought to be like that. It ought to be a little small pop-up.
Sure.
Let's see. Lusty Pirate Wench says, the problem Pixelated was having was the Fez was a mafia-related one, not game-related. He apologizes profusely, and it a twit. What is a...
Yeah, you should apologize profusely for it a twit.
A mafia Fez?
No, using KOL Mafia.
Oh, the problem he was having with the... Oh, okay. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a mafia-related Fez, not a game-related Fez. And I just interpreted game-related to mean basic meat. I got some problems here. Destiny Scarlatti hears that he fucked you in the head.
I haven't heard about that.
Or she.
You'd think I would have been the first to know.
And then, and not head, and by head I mean ass. Wait, and not ass? Zaro says Trigger of Hell is a girl. Oh, of course. Everyone knows Trigger of Hell is a girl's name.
Yeah, I was going to name my firstborn daughter Trigger of Hell. I'm just confused about what happened to the other L. Maybe a victim of just the amount of characters you can put in.
It might be Hell in one of those, you know, mythos where it's trying not to be Christian.
But or so maybe she's related to, there are some that call me Tim.
That could be. They have a congenital genetic defect that causes one L to be missing from one of the words of their name.
Yeah. Or maybe they made their account during the Christmas season.
Ah.
Except one L.
Yeah. Mashed Mage says, howdy, Jake and Scully. Can you guys settle my mind and tell me if the makeshift scuba gear is a reference to Zach McCracken but without the duct tape? I would say that it is. It was certainly in my mind when I did it. I don't know that it's necessarily a reference, and I don't know that you could even call it an homage. But, yeah, I mean, I'm aware of that particular thing in that game. I should get that game out and play it again. Or rather, I should get out the fan remake of it. Although, you know what? I think I did get out the fan remake of it, and it turns out that it's like a sequel.
And that's just one of those games that proved to me that I shouldn't be playing games like that.
Huh.
That my mind is just not set up to play and enjoy games like that.
I like him. LJ to the max, XXX. Says, will there ever be an auto-adventure? Like the clan gym, you put in how many adventures you want to use on this place, and you get the goodies, good for when you're in a rush. No, there will not be.
There are third-party solutions for that.
Yeah.
But not if you want to make the Fez.
As far as we're concerned, you've got to play the game if you want to get the stuff you get for playing the game. Gracious Symbol says, tea tree oil is wintergreen. What brand is it? What?
The what? Do what now?
I don't know, man.
Well, the brand of our tea tree shampoo is some kind of like Paul Mitchell or something. And before you start giving me crap, it's, you know, the one with the hair makes the shampoo purchase decisions.
Oh, right. I mean, what do you use shampoo for? Just your pubes?
Beard.
Well, I mean, like... shampoo on your beard.
Yeah, and even if you don't have hair, your scalp is going to get, you know, oily, nasty.
Yeah, but I just used to wash it with soap. Yeah, but I used to just, like, wash my hair with soap, actually, when I had...
Then my sensitive skin gets all dry.
Now I wash it with shampoo. And I use conditioner. But then everybody says, you need conditioner, man. And I'm like, I use conditioner. And they're like, fuck you.
And then they stab you.
Yeah. Saladin says, are you guys in favor of killing Tookie or saving him, despite the fact that he brutally murdered three people?
Do you know about that whole thing?
Yeah, vaguely. I mean, I know about it, what you know about it, having read CNN.com for 3 minutes earlier today.
I don't know. I figure people who make as much of a change in prison as he has should probably not be executed. So, yeah, I'm in favor of the dude not being killed.
I don't know. I feel like... if somebody commits a crime and gets sentenced to death, it shouldn't take 25 years for that to actually happen. You know?
Because in that entire time, your life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope.
Yeah.
For an execution.
Oh, boy. I think it's kind of ridiculous that everybody's expecting there to be riots. That seems like the kind of thing where it's just, you know, you say, look, if you riot, we're going to shoot you.
I think they should say that any time there's, you know, like, after a big baseball game or something.
Yeah.
They should just say, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, don't light anything on fire, you idiot.
Yep. I mean, I just don't see, like, you know, rioting as a form of social expression. I just see it as a form of, you know...
getting free stuff.
Yeah, getting free stuff and, you know, killing a lot of people who are totally innocent because you're burning their shit down.
Yeah. Regardless of what David Byrne has taught us, it's never cool to just burn down a house.
That's true.
Gyarados says, are you collecting donations to build a roof over the ocean? Yes.
Yep. Excuse me. Isandl says, actually, in most werewolf movies, the werewolf only changes when directly exposed to the moon. Well, I mean, that's just because they're always, like, making it clear to you that it's a werewolf by dramatically having the moon in the shot with the werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's a line-of-sight thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Buffy the Vampire Slayer clearly established, but never mind.
Stephen King seems to think it doesn't matter.
Oh, by the way, hi, Matt.
Who?
Somebody sent me a private message that said, my brother doesn't believe the show is live, so say hi, Matt.
Oh, okay.
So either the show is live, or Matt sent me that entire dialogue a week ago when we recorded the show.
That was kind of weird. I got something in my Gmail right now that appears to be spam, but it's from an email address, and the message consists of the sentence, if they're a way to talk to you?
If only.
Probably from the 1700s. Zeno suggests it's from the 1700s where they replace S's with F's.
Somebody just has a really archaic font.
Yeah. This keyboard is really old, man. Let's see. Race K2 says, do multiple caustic juice attacks from a GPOAS result in multiple D-levelings, or is it just minus one level for the next round? It's multiple D-levelings.
So the monster stays D-leveled?
Yeah, whenever anything lowers a monster's stats, they stay there. Same as when anything raises a monster's stats. You know, nothing raises a monster's stats after the fact in combat. That should be a special attack on certain monsters.
Hmm.
Would that be desirable? Yeah, it'd make it more difficult. It'd make it more interesting. It'd be like, grrr, I'm berserking.
Would you like some making fuck?
Yeah, that could be what the code for the special ability is.
Makingfuck.php.
Hunter Zero says, have you ever thought of expanding the campsite and adding more stuff to it? Yes. Gorblack says Radio Bugbear should have a bugbear tattoo or a radio tattoo.
You know, I wish somebody else would have suggested that, because that's a good idea. But we can't do it.
Dislikelab says, the one guy who won't try the other worthless items, after it doesn't work out correctly, he'll continue playing for a few months before giving up and quitting, then writing a scathing review calling the entirety of KOL crap and recommending you play something else because he couldn't find the rims because he never tried to use his Guga.
I was thinking that, but, you know, I figure that guy has enough problems. And we don't need to be mocking him severely, even though...
Fineldar says, you are a lazy ass and unworking anus. You quit your job a long time ago, and yet you still introduce new content slowly, and you still don't do things that people ask. You say you'll do... You have no job, Mr. Skeleton, and the rest of the dev team. The rest of the dev team all has jobs. Okay. I'm not mad because of something you won't do for me. I'm just telling you to get off your unproductive poop hole.
I think my response to that would be... surprisingly, a lot less measured than I'm about to make it. But
I don't think he's being serious.
I don't know with him. He's a strange fellow.
Yeah, maybe he is.
But anyway, the problem with new content is that it does take time to write and implement. So the bigger the chunk of content, the longer it takes to do, combined with the fact that we've committed ourselves to special events like Crimbo, Feast of Boris, etc.,
and
the item restoration.
Keep in mind, you know, yes, I quit my job, but I now run a company with a whole bunch of employees and that does a whole bunch more shit than the company did when I had a job and was running it. I mean, it's not like, you know, I put my time in. I work a lot harder now than I ever did at any job that I ever had. I mean, that's not really saying much. But there's just, you know, this ain't easy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Jesus. So somebody just linked in chat a furry porn site. But what's entertaining about this particular furry porn site is that it has a giant image of a fox clutching its erection on the front page, and then when you click to go to somewhere else on the site, it has the "Are you sure you want to see adult art?" It's kind of like having a porn site with a giant vagina on the front page, and then the disclaimer, like, "Are you sure you want to enter and see vaginas?"
What the hell is going on here? Do foxes have upside-down penises?
I don't think so. I really didn't want to dwell.
Huh. I'm having fun here.
Do I need to take the rest of the show solo? It appears to just be a male-oriented furry fan art, which is unfortunate. Except for the dolphin with tits.
No, there's...
Let me say that again. The dolphin with tits.
Wait. Maybe these are... It's just men in dresses. I was going to say, based on the thumbnails, it looks like there's some female ones, but... No, there's some females. There's some sort of antelope with tits.
Just the dolphin with the tits. What the hell? Cetacean. There's an entire cetacean thing going on here. A dolphin with a big S-shaped penis. Well, at least they've studied their animal anatomy.
Do dolphins have S-shaped penises? Wait, this is a dolphin having sex with a raccoon. With...
That relationship is never going to work.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man.
This one's like a comic strip. Jesus.
I'm getting out
what
of
is
here.
Wrong with furries?
I don't know. I don't know. Read the fact that was on Meme Pool a long time ago about having sex with dolphins?
Yeah.
With the great line, "Never, under any circumstances, allow a dolphin to anally penetrate you." See, and they say the internet doesn't teach you anything.
Hmm. Pezboy says about something, "I am totally enthralled. Please keep this conversation going." I don't know which conversation it was, man, or I'd gladly oblige.
Yeah, you gotta be more specific, Holmes.
Race K2 says, "Other MMORPGs, i.e. World of Warcraft, have an active trade in game items with real-world currency. Since you bring up the game auction question, how about a way for players to trade cash for items?" I don't know of any game that actually... Whoa, shit. I don't know of any game that actually sanctions that.
Yeah.
I also don't know what the hell just fell off of whatever. Wait, I found it. Turns out it was nothing. World of Warcraft, they disable accounts for real-world financial transactions with items or in-game currency. So, no.
Yeah, it's this whole legal thing where we could get in big trouble for stuff, and yeah, it's no good.
Fineldar says, "If rollover is automatic, then why is it never at the same time every day?" That was a terrible sentence. It is at the same time every day, according to the fucked up clock on the dev server, which thinks that days are like 24 hours and change. Rocket Manly says, "Hey JNS, what do you think about adding a toggle for passive skills? This would be nice for such skills as Spirit of Brigatoni. I am against it because I feel like the overwhelming majority of passive skills, you would have no reason to ever want to turn them off, and it's kind of confusing, and it doesn't really make a lot of narrative sense. I mean, I can see how with the Spirit of Rigatoni that you'd want it to be the case that if your muscle was more than your mysticality, that it would use that for saves instead, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that. You still there, Mr. Scully?
Yep, I was letting you swing. I apologize.
Yeah, thanks. Failure says, if you have a trinket, a knick-knack, and a goo-ga, which does a hermit take first? I don't remember one of them.
I think it takes them alphabetically, so the knick-knack goes first. And then
when
the
does
paddywhack.
The paddywhack come in?
Yep.
Arcone says, Jake's a dumbass, that song rocks, what's it called?
The Christmas Canon.
Nico Chan 314 says, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is awesome, Jake should be quiet. I like Trans-Siberian Orchestra because I was under the impression that they were instrumental.
What?
They were instrumental in the capture of the Pacific Islands in World War II.
Some of their songs are. I mean, the songs that you would hear and like the Carol of the Bells that's all electric guitar-ified.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn cool. But,
why are they called an orchestra if it's just a bunch of guys with electric guitars?
And synthesizers.
They wouldn't call the mini-bosses an orchestra. So they're an orchestra the same way as orchestral maneuvers in the dark are an orchestra?
Yeah. And
or
the electric light orchestra.
Yeah.
It's Echo Day in 10 dozen minutes of saying the exact same jokes because we've been married too long.
Mashed Mage says, pole position or elevator action? I gotta say elevator action because pole position sucks.
Oh, man, I lost so many quarters to elevator action. That was a damn good game.
I didn't play it a lot in the arcade. I remember playing in the Nintendo version, which was pretty much a direct port, as far as I know.
Mm.
A lot. A lot of people pointing out that Galaga is indeed the one with the whatnot. The capturing the ships and the bonus rounds and stuff. No, that's good. Count D is wearing a Galaga shirt right now, which I'm sure it looks lovely. XXXiana says, one question, blonde or brunette? I dislike blondes.
I am partial to the brunette. I mean, once you... Like, we have friends who are blonde, who are fantastic people, but, as far as just a purely visual thing, yeah.
Yeah, I there are very few... I never really liked Playboy, because it was all big, fake-titted blondes. I don't know. Tall, dark, and natural breasts.
Tall, dark, and male.
Yes, tall, dark, and male.
No good, there's an account called Galaga.
Let's see. Lil Snarfer says, any plans to paginate the mall like the clan roster in K-Mail War? That'd be more handy than just previous 10 and next 10. I don't know. There's a shitload of mall stores. And the whole point of that being like that is that they're determined by the advertising. So I can't imagine why you'd want to, go through them for any other reason than to just, read the names. And you might as well do that in order. Doorknob says, you should give Radio Bugbear a ninja tattoo because I'm not Gorblax. Institutionalized.
Ninja?
You're the one who's Gorblax. Institutionalized. Because Get a Gorblax goes nuts because we don't name the gift shop guy.
Yeah.
He wants to know when we get to fight the bugbear with tits.
Oh, yeah. You know what we should do? We should contact the guys at that website and see if they will do a disturbing fanfic for us. Like maybe in comic book form or something where, you and I are in a little toy shop, but also anthropomorphic animals having sex.
Like where Kirk is an ocelot or something?
Yep.
Huh. Somebody points to an article, smart bats have smaller testicles. That's... The correlation is likely an evolutionary trade-off between having to maintain a large brain and producing lots of sperm.
Hmm. You know, whenever I'm faced with that trade-off... I don't know where I was going with that.
The Cyclops says, please say Nico-chan 314's name right. It's Neko, not Nico.
I don't know. Is it a Chan or a wafer?
If it was alphabetical, says this Ten Bull, wouldn't Guga go first? Which, yes.
No. Just G and K and you with your knowledge of the alphabet.
Marjad says, I went to a TSO concert and they had a local 9-piece orchestra playing with them. Yeah.
Although their concerts are kind of more like, I can't think of any other band that does this, but they have like two different touring companies, so it's more like going to see a Broadway show or something.
Huh.
Where it's, you might not get the guys you were wanting to see, or whatever.
Well, hey, out of questions, we got 23 minutes left.
Awesome.
Want to argue about something?
Wow, what the fuck?
What's the matter?
Whoa. Yeah, let me send you this link. And then you can go, Jesus, what the fuck?
Is this something that's going to be disturbing to me?
Yep.
Tentacle monsters and the women who love them.
Little Bunny Butt Plug is the title of this comic. It's awesome. That's a man. Internet, what is wrong with you?
Wait, so he's like stuffed?
Yep.
Man, now I've got to read some more. We should stop looking at things like this.
In general, but for the good of the show.
Yeah, too. Especially now, yeah. Well,
let's go back over the questions.
Oh, you get right on that. I'm going to take a nap.
We should just answer all of Vaneldar's questions. and his long-winded defense of the magic system in Harry Potter. Yeah.
Jinya says, if we're out of things to say, we can promote her birthday tomorrow. Feast of Jinya! Happy birthday, Jinya.
Sexy.
SOC says, seriously, guys, why can't I cast magic missile to attack the darkness in the typical tavern? Just because...
Because you don't believe strongly enough in a thing called love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why it's so hard to attack the darkness.
The Cyclops asked what the weather's like. I guess it was raining earlier.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah. I can't even go on with the weather conversation.
Oh, but it's so fascinating.
What the hell?
Dampier is giving us crap about not...
So the previous issue of this comic is these two scientists taking these potions that they've made, and then the guy's balls turn into giant breasts, and the woman's nipples turn into giant penises. and then they do some stuff with them.
Wow.
And that's the true story about the origins of the Reese's penis utter fuck. Alright, that's kind of funny, actually.
The guy's somewhat clever, but...
Yeah. I mean, like, Sexy Losers is... Did you ever read Sexy Losers?
Yeah, it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I went through the entire archive of that once. And, just the one recurring one where it's like, and that's the story of how you were born. And it was just these horrible, like the blind bukkake crawling into some woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
XXXiana says, well, since YouTube broke my heart, because she has reddish, blondish hair, you can always plug the KOL get-together in Campbell, California this weekend. Details in forum.
Yeah. Everyone go to that.
Where's Campbell, California?
I don't know. It's near Bruce, California. Somewhere around there.
Near that ocean of soup.
Reckon.
Mashed Mage says, a little too hentai or a little too raff?
I think that comic was a little too smutty on purpose. Like, Sexy Losers is kind of like that, but it's cleverer and a tiny bit more discreet. I went through six or seven of those comic strips, and they all had big old penises in them.
Well, you would think that you would like that a lot.
The only thing I like... Well, there are two things in this world that I like a big old penis in. And it's your mom and my fiancé.
Huh.
Assuming that the big old penis is mine. You know. Figure.
Somebody asking if I'd rather have sex with Keira Knightley or Scully's mom. Who says I have to choose?
Actually, not many people know this, but Keira Knightley is my mom.
That's interesting, in that you got about 10 years on her.
Yep.
Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
That we're 10 years older than Keira Knightley? Actually, I mean, I think we're like 8 and 9 years older than Keira Knightley, respectively. Yeah. You and I are. So.
She is the girl with an underbite. Like the new girl with an underbite. There always has to be one.
She has an underbite?
Yeah, she's got as Sigourney Weaver's star began to fade, then Reese Witherspoon kind of rose to dominance.
What are you talking about?
And now Reese isn't particularly popular anymore, so Kira's coming up. The jutting jaw, man. She really does.
No, she does.
The fact that when her mouth is open, the chin is forward, like Reese Witherspoon and Sigourney Weaver.
And every other human being. Do I have an underbite?
Yeah. Would you deny that Sigourney Weaver has a pretty prominent underbite?
I would not
know what I was talking about.
Yeah, it would never have occurred to me to say that Sigourney Weaver... Like, I think of an underbite as something that's wrong with you, and I don't think she has anything wrong with her face. Like, an underbite is when your teeth don't line up because your bottom teeth are way far forward.
Her bottom teeth are way far forward.
No, they're not.
I mean, like, if you were to open your mouth and thrust your chin forward, you're, like, actively thrusting your chin forward, it would be at the same position that hers is naturally.
I'm looking at all these pictures, and it just... No. She doesn't have an underbite.
Yeah,
in fact, I'm going to do a Google search for Sigourney Weaver underbite, and it has 20 results. And,
that's one of the ways that they describe her is that she has an underbite.
Let's do a search for Sigourney Weaver lesbian. 98,900 results. So what we've determined, based on this Google research, is that she does not have an underbite, but she is a lesbian.
That's. The nature of her face is that she has an underbite. For fuck's sake.
Keira Knightley, underbite. 137 results there. Reese Witherspoon, underbite.
They all have the same fucking face.
131. But that's not an underbite.
Yes, it is.
It's only an underbite if your teeth don't line up.
It's a severe underbite if your teeth don't line up. If you open your mouth like just a little tiny bit, and your bottom teeth are now further forward than your top teeth, like every time Sigourney Weaver opens her mouth, you have a fucking underbite. Do we have any dentists in the audience tonight?
Wow, so Riff did a search for Scully's mom underbite? And there are 6 times as many entries as there are Sigourney Weaver underbites.
That's because my mom is more famous and has a more pronounced underbite.
Oh, of course. I don't have any idea what... I don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't think you know what words mean. M-W, underbite. What the fuck? Underbite can be found at MerriamWebster.com. Click here to start your free trial.
Ah, so Merriam-Webster has just become useless.
Well, I haven't had that happen on a normal... I mean, I've had that happen on... When I was looking up, you know, like obscure archaic words and stuff, mm-hmm. the kind of stuff that you would not expect to be in an abridged dictionary. Let's see what dictionary.com says. Hey, we found something to argue about.
Yes, absolutely.
Malocclusion
in which the lower teeth overlap the upper teeth. I don't think that has to be when your mouth is completely closed. Because that would be really weird.
What if she just holds her mouth like that when she's talking? Because she thinks it looks cool.
No, that's always a possibility.
Lady Luanda says, Feast of Jinya, or however you spell her name, sounds like Feast of Vagina, and that sounds funny.
Yeah, vaginas are funny.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking at Google image search for underbite, and they're all just like, pictures of Sigourney Weaver's teeth.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, here's a picture from the University of Oral Surgery of someone with an underbite who looks exactly like Sigourney Weaver, Reese Witherspoon, and Keira Knightley. You bastard.
What are you talking about? That person that... God,
who would have
no wonder you dated so many ugly women.
Who would have thought that this would be something we could argue about?
If you think that that picture looks exactly like any of the three of those women.
The jaw structure. The chin being forward like that. Like, every description I've read of Sigourney Weaver in, like, an entertainment magazine has said, you know, her, like, bulldog jaw, her underbite, which is, she has a fucking underbite. That's why I, you know, underbite in her underwear.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. DomPierre73 says, perhaps I could bribe you with handmade scarves to read my questions since you are so cold. I have a handmade scarf, actually a stainless steel scarf that Haplo knitted for me and gave to me at con.
Knitted and stapled.
Doesn't keep me very warm. Hmm. It's tacked to the wall. Napoleon Dynamite, knock it off. It's just, it wasn't ever funny, and it's especially not funny anymore. Istanbul says, when I joined KOL about 3 months ago, rollover was at 9:40 local time. Now it's after 9:53. The drift is slow, but it is there. I've been keeping track. Yeah, no, we know that it's there.
Yeah, we told you just now that it was there. You can't just say things back to us that we've already said and pretend that proves some kind of point, man.
What the Christ?
What?
Why am I suddenly getting all this spam in my Gmail? Two messages like in the last hour.
Did you use your Gmail to sign up for the spam delivery service?
Yes, I did, actually. The spamoftheminute.com. Every minute they send you a print. You know, what was weird, though? Something happened to Gmail where there was, like, some bar at the top of it that was spam recipes. And I was like, what the fuck is this all about?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Except sometimes it's not spam recipes. Sometimes it's, like, the web clips service. It's, like, I think it's the things that... I have set up on Google Desktop Search that, like, you know, it figures out what kind of things you like based on what sites you go to, you know? So, like, if I wanted to, I could turn on this thing on Google Desktop and it would show me, like, every time something got posted on, like, Fark or something awful or Metafilter. Mm-hmm. Like, basically anything with an RSS feed that I've ever gone to a bunch of times. Yeah.
Right.
Parafert says, what are the chances of Chase Nudie having a three-tiered wedding cake tomorrow? Zero. It never gets gift items. Oh, I see. No. That would be too easy. Gabriel says, yeah, in a little over 4 hours, the state of California will execute another human being. How fucked up is our society? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the death penalty. I mean, I feel like in a case where you murder a bunch of people, you pretty much, you know, there are certain things that you can expect society to do for you, and one of those things is to keep you alive.
Right.
And once you kill a bunch of people, I just don't feel like you really have the right to expect anything from society anymore.
Hmm.
But I don't know that I feel that, you know, it's somehow their obligation to kill you.
I don't know. I used to say, and I'm not sure whether I still believe it or not, that once you've established that someone is, say, a serial killer or something, that they've proven to be something that cannot function in society and cannot be rehabilitated and should therefore just be done away with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in favor of, you know, instead of giving them the death penalty, just put them on some sort of island in the middle of shark-infested water and let them form their own society.
Well, then what happens is they start forming this culture that gives rise to things like Vegemite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But if they put them on an island without the resources to make a boat...
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. I just... Yeah, gladiatorial combat. That's another option. You know, let them become heroes. Let them fuck as many female prisoners as they want as long as they keep winning fights. I don't know, man. Like, you could probably kill somebody and then be rehabilitated,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of doubt it. I mean, I will never trust you.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's... I would not want anyone who had ever committed a murder living in my neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
It's so easy not to kill people. Like, I just effortlessly went an entire week without killing anybody, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, dude. It was alarmingly easy. So, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about the death penalty. It's one of those things where if they ever wrongfully executed one person, I would feel like, no, okay, it's bad, can't do that anymore. But at the same time, that's kind of fucked up. That's my way too liberal side coming out.
Yeah.
Let's see. ZenoZen00 says, do you still accept questions from people using Skype? No, it's been years since we did that. There were too many technical difficulties.
Has it been a year?
Since we've been doing the show?
Yeah.
I mean, we only took Skype calls the first, like, two or three shows.
Yeah.
What does Cold Front say? I thought we had been doing it for a year. Maybe I'm wrong. Certainly not years, like I said. But
right.
Yeah, November 4th of last year was the first one.
Hmm. You may have noticed that we celebrated the shit out of our anniversary.
Yeah, we sure did. Okay. Well, I have some work to do on the Beast of Boros content. Actually, I think that it's not going to be that tricky. I know what I'm going to do.
Let me throw a song in to get us off the radio.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Is this more Trans-Siberian Gaylord overtures?
Well, I thought what I should do is not play Christmas music, but if you really want the TSO, you can have it.
What are you playing instead of Christmas music?
The a cappella version of If You Could Only See, which is kind of groovy.
If You Could Only See.
The Tonic song?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what that song is called?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay.
Well, all right, kids.
Well, I'll see you Thursday.
Yep, and Jake will be playing solo on Monday, but I think there will be some kind of show Monday, right?
Yeah, there should be some kind of show. That's the 19th.
Maybe I can Skype in from the UK.
Maybe you can.
From the UK, as I like to call it.
Fair enough.
All right, Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in a bit.
Bye-bye.